Think about this, Kato. We've been completely wasting our potential. This city needs our help. We could be heroes. Here's what will make us different. We will pose as villains to get close to the bad guys. That way, no one will suspect we're really the good guys. I want you to take my hand, and I want you to come with me on this adventure.
I'll go with you, but I don't want to touch you.
Okay, you don't have to take my hand, but will you come with me on this adventure?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, here's the deal. As a character, the Green Hornet has been adapted into almost every medium, from pulp fiction and radio to television and comic books. Now the Green Hornet is getting a new shot at the big screen with Seth Rogen as the title character. First off, the Green Hornet looks fantastic and has some awesome action sequences and plenty of explodey goodness. And the 3D, which is done in post-production, looks as good as it ever has. So in that sense, it's a fun movie. The story and the characters have some serious problems, though. Seth Rogen isn't good for a superhero role, and he doesn't camp it up as much as he just does his Seth Rogen shtick. A lot. If you've got a low Seth Rogen tolerance level, you'll want to skip this one. But for an early action film for the year, it's a fun ride. The Green Hornet gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.